Barakah in this night of the Sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in every good deed. We'll continue inshallah tonight reciting a hadith from the collection of Tirmidhi by the name of Shama'il Muhammadiyah, where he just describes for us actions and characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm going to continue to read until we finish the book inshallah over the next two or three weeks. And then I'll move on to a new topic inshallah ta'ala. Today the hadith I'm going to recite are from the chapter Bab ما جاء في بكاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter of that describes what we have regarding his crying عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this is regarding his in his صلاة عليه الصلاة والسلام, not in general. فقال حدثنا سويد بن نصر قال حدثنا عبد الله بن المبارك عن حماد بن سلمة عن ثابت عن مطرف وهو ابن عبد الله بن الشخيري عن أبيه رضي الله عنه قال أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وهو يصلي ولجوفه أزيز كأزيز المرجل من البكاء. So this hadith where one of the Sahaba says that he remembers coming to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام one night when he was praying, and he heard لجوف النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. الجوف is the inside of someone's body. Basically, he's hearing the breathing process of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he can hear aziz. The word aziz is the sound you if you put a pot of water on the stove and you let it, and just before it starts to boil, it starts to make certain noises, right? And if you leave it long enough there, it'll start to make a noise as if it's a crying of a baby. You can see, and it depends on what if the pot is. These are old pots that are not as good as the pots today, so they wouldn't hold as much pressure as the pots are today. So when you put them on fire, on wood fire, you left it long enough, then you end up hearing this noise that sounded as if it was the crying of a young person, and it's called aziz in Arabic. So he's saying when I came to the Prophet alayhi salam, when he was praying, I would hear aziz, aziz al-mirjal. Al-mirjal is a pot that's being boiled, yani on fire, min al-buka, as he was in his prayer alayhi salatu wasalam, crying. He could hear the movement of his chest alayhi salatu wasalam, him keeping down his own tears as he's reciting to try and keep the clarity alayhi salatu wasalam, but he was fighting his own emotions sallallahu alayhi wasalam during salah. قال حدثنا محمود بن غيلان قال حدثنا معاوية بن هشام قال حدثنا سفيان عن الأعمش عن إبراهيم عن عبيدة عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اقرأ علي. Abdullah bin Mas'ud said that one day the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came to me and said اقرأ علي, recite the Quran upon me, meaning I want you to subhanallah اقرأ علي. فقلت. See, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was the one who recited the Quran to them, and he would, because he taught them, and he's telling them, come, I want to listen to someone recite. Recite the Quran, علي. قال فقلت يا رسول الله أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل. I'm going to recite it to you, and the Quran was defended upon you. Why would I? What's the benefit of me reciting upon you? فقال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. I love to listen and hear it from someone else. I want to hear someone else recite it. يقول فقرأت سورة النساء. He started reciting from سورة النساء. حتى بلغت قوله فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. Until I came to the verse that said, and what is your position going to be like on the day when we bring a role model, an example from every nation, and we bring you, O Rasulullah, as the example for these people or for this nation. يقول قال فرأيت عيني النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تهملان. I looked up and the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was in tears. And he told me, حسبك. That's enough. Stop right there. قال حدثنا قتيبة قال حدثنا جرير عن عطاء بن السائب عن أبيه عن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما قال انكسفت الشمس يوما على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abdullah ibn Amr is telling us one day during his life, there was an eclipse, a solar eclipse during the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام's life. فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يصلي. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام went for salah. As we should, during an eclipse you go and you pray. Because it's a reminder of what يوم القيامة will look like. It's not يوم القيامة, it's a reminder of what it may look like that day. So you take a reminder of يوم القيامة and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. حتى لم يكد يركع ثم ركع فلم يكد يرفع رأسه ثم رفع رأسه فلم يكد أن يسجد ثم سجد فلم يكد أن يرفع رأسه ثم رفع رأسه فلم يكد أن يسجد ثم سجد فلم يكد أن يرفع رأسه فَجَعَلَ يَنْفُخُ وَيَبْكِي. He said, I watched the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام praying, and every time he would move from one movement to the other, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Every time I think he's never going to do it, he does it. I mean, meaning, he took so long, I would say, خلاص, he's never going to make this, and then he goes ahead and he makes the next move. Meaning, the Sahabi was watching him and feeling that this is taking way longer, until I almost gave up hope that he would ever do the next move, and then he did, عليه الصلاة والسلام. قَالَ فَجَعَلَ يَنْفُخُ وَيَبْكِي. He was praying and he was yanfukh, meaning nafakh is when you blow air out. Is when you are taking in a breath that is so deep that you have to blow it out in order for you not to suffocate. And this happens when someone is crying. And then فَكَلَفَ يَنْفُخُ وَيَبْكِي عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ during his recital. اَقُولُ رَبِّ أَلَمْ تَعِدْنِي أَلَّا تُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنَا فِيهِمْ. Oh my Lord, did you not promise me that you would not punish them as long as I'm amongst them? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. You see, the Prophet ﷺ, at the time he was alive, because he was there, not only was he was the rahmah for us, ﷺ, clearly, but him being alive, ﷺ, amongst them, ran the possibility of his people being punished like the people of Nuh, and the people of Lut, and the people of Hud, and the people of Salih, and the people of Shu'aib, all of the people, it was during their prophets' lives that they were punished. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام's presence was a rahmah for us عليه الصلاة والسلام, and always will be. But in his mind, he was always afraid that if his people don't adhere appropriately, that they may be punished. So his request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that his ummah, أَلَّا يُهْلِكَهُمْ بِسَنَةٍ عَامَّةٍ, that they don't get punished altogether. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, I will not punish them as a group, collectively. As long as you're amongst them, I will never punish them. So when this happened, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he turned to Allah in dua, asking, Ya Rab, you promised me that they wouldn't be punished. He was in fear that this may be the sign of beginning of punishment. Rabbi, alam ta'idni alla tu'adhibahum wa hum yastaghfirun. Did you not promise me that you won't punish them as long as they continue to seek forgiveness and they repent to you? Wa nahnu nastaghfiruk, and here we are, we continue to repent and ask you for forgiveness. فَلَمَّا صَلَّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ انْجَلَتِ الشَّمْسِ. And when he did his Salat al-Kusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, the sun, the solar eclipse ended. فَقَامَ, he stood in front of people. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ. He stood and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he exalted Allah and magnified Allah. ثُمَّ قَالَ إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, the sun and the moon, they are two of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs. لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. They don't ever. The eclipses are not because of the life of one person or the death of another person. They are just signs and reminders of punishment, and you should turn to Allah in fear and in reverence when they happen. فَإِنْ كَسَفَ فَافْزَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So when they do happen, these eclipses, run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His remembrance, as He did, alayhi salatu wasalam. He prayed, he would be, Abdullah ibn Amr's recollection of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's kusuf prayer is that he was praying and he was crying loudly in a point where you could hear him blow air in and out, alayhi salatu wasalam, in his state of khushu' with his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's how he saw the universe. Everything in the universe was a reminder to him of the grace and the majesty of his Lord. That's how he saw the world. He didn't see it any other way. Everything that happened, every movement, every a creation that exists within his vicinity that he's able to observe was a reminder to him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when something happened that was out of the ordinary, that was a heavier reminder to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. And these are opportunities that we should take for ourselves in our lives. I hope that was of benefit to you. I'll end with that. Subhanakallah bihamdik, shayun la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khair, barakallahu fikum.